Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, hour two, draft day is here. We're live in Los Angeles. Joel Klatten, 5 minutes, is live in Detroit, home of the draft that bounces around the country, which I think is awesome. I love that. Went to a few in New York. That's fun, too. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. I'll be honest with you. I'm having a good hair day. Feel good about my life right now. Clear-eyed for tonight. I get so excited. So excited. I'm going to be doing some live YouTube stuff tonight. I love... tonight. It's my favorite night. I think this is the best weekend of the year that's out of the football season. This weekend. Oh. That's out of the football season.
I mean, opening weekend of NCAA tournament, but that's
not bad. That's second.
So I like the comment, I'm having a good hair day.
I am. Really,
you know, I'm coming off the Nashville trip, and,
things get sideways.
It was amazing. But, like, guys say comments like that, and we all kind of laugh, and, like, you know, you've seen Swingers, you know, shirt's so money, you know, you're so money. That line was great with the ladies. Like, I think you could take the next Nashville trip with us. Would you be in? Would Ann let that fly?
Oh, Ann would let it fly. I'm not sure if I would.
Oh, yeah. You don't trust yourself, huh? I am kind of a bad influence sometimes.
Yes, you are. All right, this is my final mock. I'm going to get one pick right for sure, and that's about it. But let's play the game. This is kind of my gut feeling. I do have one trade in it. I'm not going to try to guess throughout, but I do think Minnesota wants to move up. They may not, but I kind of think they accumulated a second first-round pick to move up, and I think I know who they like. So here we go. All right, first pick is easy. Chicago gets Caleb Williams. They've got really nice weapons. Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Gerald Everett, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift. I think Ryan Poles has done a really good job. I was out on him early. He whiffed on a couple of receivers, Chase Claypool, Velus Jones. But we have to be fair in this business. His last 6 or 7 moves, I've loved all of them. Montez Sweat, we loved. Everybody else didn't. I think Ryan Poles is the GM for the future. Caleb's the quarterback for the future. That was an easy one. I'm going to go Jaden Daniels to Washington. That's what I've been told by a source I trust. I think Drake may have a higher ceiling, but I think they go with a kid that can play. He's the Lamar Jackson. They've been watching him in Baltimore. Now they get their Lamar Jackson. Highly productive. Lots of starts, beautiful deep ball, Terry McLaurin, Cliff Kingsbury.
he can sort of hide that average O-line for the first couple of years. I think he's terrific. I have him at 2, and he's ready to play now. I think the Vikings are moving up, and I think they want Drake May, and I think they move up 2 firsts to get him. I think they're moving up somewhere to get him, and this is my guess. Listen, the kid had 26 TDs and 1 pick on 3rd and 4th downs. He's a little raw. So was Mahomes. So was Lamar. So was Jordan Love. So was Josh Allen. He's the youngest of 4 boys. That's a really good sign. He's never had elite weapons all over the field. He's had to elevate others. I think Drake May goes to the Vikings at 3. New England, by the way, goes back to 11. Cardinals take Marvin Harrison, arguably best player in the draft. They don't have a very good receiving core. It's Chris Moore, it's Michael Wilson, it's kind of guys. They have a tight end I like, a quarterback I love, a running back I like a lot. This rounds it out with a defensive coach. They've also got 3 thirds, another first. Harrison is money. As good a college receiver I've seen since maybe a Calvin Johnson. And now it's up to the Chargers. I think they want to move down. I don't think they'll get any takers. J.C. Latham is the right tackle of note in this draft. Plays like a bully, people mover. They call him Violent Hands. He's classic Harbaugh. I don't see him getting a receiver again in the first round. Quentin Johnston feels like a semi-miss to this point. And now we go to 6. I don't think they want the 4th quarterback. I think they're going to get a star receiver. They're paying Daniel Jones. Malik Nabers, listen, the LSU's a receiver factory. He's a playmaker, led the nation in big-time catches, 34 catches of over 20 yards. So my guess is, a lot of these LSU receivers end up being really good and really productive in year one, and they just have a lack of weapons now that Saquon Barkley is gone. Giants take Malik Nabers. I think the Titans would move down and get another tackle, but Joe Alt's the best one right now at left tackle, a true left tackle, so I think they take him. Notre Dame, he's athletic. He was played a little defensive end, tight end in high school. Brian Kelly told us this week their only question was, could they put weight on him and get him over 300 pounds? I think he's really good. I don't know if he's Trent Williams good, but he's a very, very good left tackle. And again, if Will Levis is going to succeed, he can't do it on his back. They get a left tackle. I think Atlanta, Jarrett's a good defensive tackle, but he's getting up there in age. I think they go with Byron Murphy. They upgraded their offense in the offseason. They went and got Kirk Cousins. They got Darnell Mooney, Rondale Moore. They are stacked on offense. They're going defense, and I think they're going to go on the inside with a D tackle. I like Atlanta a lot. I think they win their division. I think they have great offensive pieces. I think they'll be one of the higher scoring offenses in the NFL. But to score, you need the ball. And to get the ball, you got to make stops. And they'll get a big guy inside. Bears had the fewest sacks in the league. I think they go with Dallas Turner, the edge out of Alabama. He's consistent. Listen, Alabama edges, Will Anderson, they do well in the NFL. And again, I think the Bears are more than talented on offense. And I think Matt Eberflus, head coaches make more than GMs, will pound on the table and say, listen, we got a corner in Jalen Johnson. We got Montez Sweat. You got to give me a complimentary edge rusher. And this kid's Alabama edge rushers in my life have done pretty well out of Nick Saban's program. Here we go. Jets take the smart decision. Offensive tackle, Oregon State, highest graded run blocker, Taliese Wonga out of Oregon State. Again, right tackle, you can move him inside. I don't want to hear about Brock Bowers. He's a tight end. He's very good. History is rough on tight ends in the first round. Even Kyle Pitts was a lock, and it hasn't worked out so far. They went and got 2 old tackles. Go get a young one. Go get a bedrock right tackle. This is the move to make. I take him at 10. Okay, the Vikings traded this pick to New England. They get a number 1 receiver in Rome Odunze. A grown-up, productive, ready-to-play. Got better every year with Michael Penix and Kalen DeBoer. Listen, New England has a million needs. They need draft capital and weapons. And I'd argue that right now is almost more valuable than a quarterback. And they may be a Jaden Daniels fan and he gets taken by Washington. I think it's circumstantial. I think they're going to sit and wait and to see who Washington takes. And if they take the quarterback they have higher graded, I think New England moves down and gets a wide receiver. I don't love wide receivers in the first round, but this kid's really good. I think the Broncos would trade back if they could, but if J.J. McCarthy falls to them, I think Sean Payton sees a guy that's got mobility, won a lot of games, had an NFL coach in college, so he's clearly coachable. He's used to hard coaching. I don't love J.J. McCarthy. A lot of decisions are split on this. I think it's too rich to draft Bo Nix or Michael Penix. J.J. McCarthy falls. I know there's this rumor everybody's moving up to get him. I think he'll be drafted at 12, which is much more appropriate for his skills. And I think the Raiders don't have the draft capital to move up. I don't think they're going to do it. Tom Telesco's history as a GM is not big swings moving up. And I think they take Penn State's tackle Olufoshanu, who is a really good pass protector, doesn't play with enough physicality. Maybe Antonio Pierce brings that out of him. But again, I don't have a problem ever taking a tackle in the first round. Outside of center, the safest position to take in the first round in the last 20 drafts is tackle. Offensive line guys with fewer than any other positions. Wide receivers, tight end with more. So there you go. I don't know if I get any more than Caleb Wright. Joel Klatt joins us live. He'll be on the NFL Network draft show tonight. By the way, Brock Bowers, the tight end, is really good, but outside a wide receiver, tight end misses more than any position in the first round in the last 20 years. Some of this I would propose to you. I would submit that it's because in the NFL you have to block as a tight end, and outside of Iowa, a lot of programs don't ask their tight ends to block. My first round, first 13 picks, is a lot of tackles. I got a lot of tackles here. Am I nuts? What's your guess on that?
No, it's a really heavy offensive tackle draft. And they're all very good players. All of those guys are going to get selected in the first round. And I think everyone that you have will get selected in the top 15. So you're absolutely right on that one. I mean, who's throwing the ball to Roma Dunze? I mean, you just like, am I? Are they signing? Like, well, I don't understand that one. New England cannot move out of three unless they can guarantee themselves that they're going to be in a position to draft one of the top six quarterbacks. So there's no way they would trade back to 11, have J.J. on the board, and then pass on J.J. They also like J.J., but you're right in the fact that they want to move up. They're trying to get up into that top three for Drake May. Because this Jaden Daniels, not even smoke, but the rumors and everything about him in Washington, that is very real right now. You're going to have Caleb, then you're going to have Jaden, and then the draft really starts. Is someone coming up for Drake May, and is New England willing to deal that pick? I think that's all fascinating. And the other part that I would just throw out is I want Jim Harbaugh to take Marvin Harrison Jr., just because, because that's like the college guy in me that just wants to see it, right?
You know, it's funny that the Chargers are interesting because they do want to trade down. They need a center, a tackle, a receiver, a tight end, a defensive tackle. They have some needs. They have two fours.
Let me jump in. I'm sorry, but whatever. It's like you and I do this really well. Tight end. You brought up tight end. What if I told you, let me just play devil's advocate on tight end. Now, I get it what you're saying about first round, because all the guys I'm about to mention were not first rounders. However, you can't show me a team, maybe other than like Kansas City, their first Super Bowl, but they still have Mahomes. You can't show me a team that won a Super Bowl because their best offensive player is a wide receiver. And so your sentiment about, like, I don't love a first-round wide receiver, I might be with you on that, even though some of these guys are very talented. However, check this out. The last eight Super Bowl winners, every single one of them, they had a guy, and I would argue, as a primary offensive weapon in the passing game that owned and operated in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp with the Rams, Gronk, and Travis Kelce. So these people, including you, which you just did it, you want to devalue tight ends because of Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
I really legitimately believe that Harbaugh might think about Brock Bowers there. Now, if he could trade back, like with Minnesota or someone, to get Brock Bowers in the middle of the first round, he is so offensive line and tight end driven. This has been his blueprint everywhere he's been.
Yeah.
I just think Bowers has a lot more value than maybe people want to give him credit.
So what's really interesting to me, there are two teams that I think should take a quarterback first or second round. Jets don't have a second round pick. And it's the Jets and the Cowboys. So I think the kid at Tulane.
You're saying other than the obvious quarterback need teams.
Yeah, so if I was the Cowboys, yeah. I would consider Penix if he drops or Pratt in the second round. The Jets
from Tulane.
Yeah, Jets would have to go to the third round or move down in the first to get a second round pick. But I do think Aaron Rodgers, I think you have to get somebody sitting behind him, somebody that's maybe a bit raw, and I think Dallas has to consider that. I'm sorry, if $60 million, $58 million is what I got to pay Dak, I'm going to roll the dice. I mean, I've only got two playoff wins in 8 years. What do you make? How far do you think Penix, Bo Nix fall? Because I've heard this from two GMs. Denver's too rich for either. 12's too rich. 15, 16 teams are more. Even the Rams at 19, I think, would consider both those guys. Is there a chance Nix or Penix fall out of the first round, in your opinion? What say you on your evaluation?
There's always a chance. There's always a chance. Now, there are six specific quarterback need teams in the first round, and I hear you about that 12 spot with Denver maybe being too rich for a Nix or a Penix. The problem is Denver doesn't have a second-round pick. So they might be forced into this. And they also don't have a lot of ammunition. Like, let's say Denver loves J.J. McCarthy or they want to maybe try to, like, move up. Well, everyone would be looking at their roster and saying, the only commodity that we value is Patrick Surtain.
Right.
They're not trading Patrick Surtain. So then you look at draft capital. They don't have any draft capital. They gave it all up for Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. So Denver may be forced into a position where at the 12th selection, they can't move. They don't want to move back or can't move back based on who's available and the value there, and they might be forced into selecting one of those guys. I think Nix has been, in my mind, a fit for Sean Payton.
Yeah.
He likes a guy that wants to operate from a more of a point guard mindset.
Yes.
And hold the ball and create. And that's what Nix is.
Yeah.
Very similar to Drew Brees in terms of that mindset. But to your original question, I'm actually, if I had to bet my own money, I would be betting tonight that all six of those quarterbacks are taken tonight in the first round. I really think that we're going to get all six of them.
So I think the quarterback that's most interesting to me is Drake May, because like Jordan Love or Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, he's not quite there yet, needs to be refined a tad, get the right coach. But the draft has shown us in recent years, draft the traits. If you have the right coordinator, coach, draft the traits. Don't get too caught up on college production. That's circumstantial based on coach. You know, Jaden Daniels got two more years to start over Drake May. Drake May lost a great receiver. NCAA took him out late. So, I mean, the Drake May thing's fascinating. I didn't watch a ton of him. I watched two games, and I thought I got a good one and not a good one. But, boy, he looks like Herbert. He completely looks the part. What say you on him?
I totally agree. I think his upside is as high as anybody except for Caleb in this draft. If you take Caleb off the table, Drake has the highest upside of anybody. He makes throws that Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy and even Michael Penix and Bo Nix only dream of making. Off-platform throws. He's highly competitive, which actually got himself into trouble. Without a great weapon set around him at North Carolina, he was trying to do too much. And by the way, that's also kind of the same mold that Caleb fell into at USC this year.
Yeah.
They tried to do too much based on their competitive spirit. And I think that's what got them in trouble, because now that you get into the draft process and people are like, well, he wasn't efficient enough. Well, candidly, I get so upset at these. I'm sorry, like I'm gonna. I get so upset at these draft people because they want these players to play specifically for their draft evaluation and not for the actual win in front of them on the field. It's like, well, he didn't complete enough. You know, his completion percentage wasn't high enough. You show me a guy that protects his completion percentage, and I'll show you a guy that does not win. Now, I know that Drake didn't win at an incredible clip, but he was trying to. That's the competitive spirit I want. Youngest of four, you talked about it, very athletic family. You know that he's tough, and he's got a tough spirit about him. The throws he makes, and I would just say this, and I know you watched this game, the Holiday Bowl, not this last year, but the year before, when he played against Oregon, Dan Lanning's first year at Oregon, he made a couple of throws that made me come right out of my seat. And they're throws that nobody else makes. And if this guy sits for a year, he will be a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
Awesome. So the Bears, I said my three takes on the draft, Arizona with 11 picks, two first-rounders, three in the third, will be the most improved team Monday. They'll do a Houston. They'll do a Houston, but Houston went into the draft without even having a quarterback. So Arizona's got the quarterback.
Yeah, but why not Chicago, though?
Well, no, so I said Arizona will be the most improved team. Because I don't
right, expect, well, I'm saying why not Chicago?
Because being a rookie quarterback in a good division's hard. The Chargers will be the most fascinating draft.
But the Texans just did it.
Well, but they weren't Super Bowl. They were they overachieved. We loved them. It was a neat story. Chicago's not going to be a Super Bowl team.
A neat story?
Well, I mean, I think Chicago's going to have the draft that in 20 years we're still talking about. Because I think Caleb's going to be their first star quarterback ever. I mean, they've never had a quarterback throw for 30 touchdowns. The Packers have done it 18 times with four quarterbacks. Bears have never done it once. This will be, for a blue blood franchise, the draft 20 years from now that you go, oh, remember that draft? We got Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
So by the way.
But you still think, so in 20 years, the Bears will have the best draft, but Monday it's going to be the Cardinals?
No. Arizona's going to be the most improved team overnight. Chicago's in a division. Green Bay and Detroit are stacked. Those are the best two teams in the division. And I think the best coach may be in Minnesota. And if Darnold is okay, they'll vie for a playoff. Arizona's going to get seven starters out of this thing. In a division where Seattle...
They could.
Yeah, I mean, I just think they're getting... Now, again, there's a difference between the best team Monday. I'm being realistic about Caleb, so let's pivot to this. I think Caleb's going to be 24 touchdowns, 8 picks, 90 passer rating, spectacular, little rough, got to win by shootouts in this division. It's an excellent division, and they finish 8-9. Is that reasonable?
Yeah, I'm actually more bullish on Chicago. I think if you look at the quarterback needy teams, the ones that are likely to take a quarterback, the two best possible situations to go into are Chicago and Minnesota because of the weapons around the right. young quarterback, right? You outlined that when you were going through your mock. I love this idea that you have of like Dallas Turner potentially slipping past Atlanta. And getting to Chicago.
Yeah.
If that were to happen, or even if they were to go like Jared Verse or something along those lines, I think that you could be in a situation where for the third straight year, you have a team in the National Football League have both the offensive and defensive rookie of the year in pro football. We had it with Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson, last year with Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud. And if you got a top-end edge player at 9, Chicago could be in that mode as well, offensive and defensive rookie of the year. I get it about the division. I'm less enthused about Minnesota. I like Kevin O'Connell. I don't know for me, like, how is this Darnold young quarterback situation going to go, in particular with Justin Jefferson? Like, when does he start getting upset about not getting the ball or not getting the ball on time? Is he going to be willing to allow these quarterbacks to grow or wait? I'm not sure. Whereas, like, Caleb's going to a place where he's going to be the guy, there's offensive weapons around him, and there's an organization that is in a much better position to succeed than they were when they drafted Justin Fields. They remind me much more of the Houston Texans last year than the Carolina Panthers. I think we would all agree with that. And that's why I think we might be selling Caleb's impact on the National Football League next year short. I think it could be pretty profound. This guy has a skill set that we have not seen come out of college football ever. He's a mixture of a great pocket passer and Patrick Mahomes, and Mahomes didn't have any of his pocket presence or schematic presence when he came out of Texas Tech. And yet you've also got the ability to be off platform, outside of the pocket, and be an absolute weapon throwing the ball down the field. So I think we might, because we've seen him for so long and people get turned off with the nail polish and the crying, and I think we might be selling short Caleb's impact on the NFL next season.
Okay. I don't dislike that. I think Green Bay and Detroit are stacked. I think those teams are really good. You know what? If Caleb gets drafted number one to celebrate, I could do Nail Polish Monday. Why not? Why not go all in on him?
I mean, don't bring it up unless you're going to do it. I mean, you saw Harbaugh. He got the tattoo. He claimed he was going to get a tattoo, and he got his tattoo. So now all he's got to do is get taken number one, and you're wearing nail polish Monday?
Let me think about it. Give me a segment to think about.
You're backtracking. We're backtracking. What are we doing?
NFL Network, Joel Klatt. Have fun tonight. I'm jealous. That's one of the few nights I like to be on the road and working. Good stuff, Klatt. Great seeing you, buddy. That division's going to be crazy. What if the Vikings get Drake May and the Bears get Caleb Williams? I'm going to have Jared Goff, Drake May, Caleb Williams, and Jordan Love. Holy, I mean, that's insane talent.
I want to go back to something Klatt said. Did he really say there is momentum for McCarthy to go two?
I don't see it.
What are we doing? If that happens.
You started this. Listen, you're the guy a year ago.
In November, top 10, but I did not say anywhere near number two ahead of May and Daniel. That's crazy. This would be, Colin.
I'm told by somebody who's been 3 for 3 with me in my life on sourcing that Jaden's going two. But again, I mean, Bill Belichick says until 12 hours before the draft, you're not sure. What if somebody sweetens the pot and gives them two firsts? And they're like, all right. I mean, what if New England at three likes somebody at two, but not at three? I mean, who knows?
Well, that's probably why we haven't seen any trades yet, right? Other than that one Vikings to accumulate.
You just don't know. Everybody thinks they know. I've never seen a mock draft, even in the first round, that's 50% right.
Yeah, that
I've never seen one. If you could, like, I know I'm going to get the first pick right. I think I'm getting the second one right. And I think I got Tennessee at Joe Alt feels right.
Yeah. How about this? Over under 2.5 trades in the top 10 tonight.
That's too rich. Teams don't want to trade up. They do. Like, a prime example of fascinating to me is the New York Giants. So the coach and the GM want a new quarterback. They do. You look around the league. Daniel Jones is arguably, of the 16 NFC teams, the 13th best NFC quarterback. At best, 10th. And the AFC is the better quarterback conference. So I look at the Giants and they're like, man, we could change everything. And you got a GM and a head coach that could be in trouble. So the Giants, I mean, I know two things. The Giants want a quarterback. They're praying somebody falls to them, but they don't want to move up and give up because they have some elements. Kayvon Thibodeau, they've got good defensive linemen. They're pretty good in the box defensively. You don't want to give up any of that stuff. So and you can't give up too much draft capital because you need it for pieces.
So it's like Giants, Vikings.
There's some really Chargers.
Patriots, Chargers.
There's about four of these teams that are, I think Dallas, I don't think Tennessee wants to move. Chicago doesn't want to move with their first pick. I think the Jets are happy where they're at to go get a really good tackle.
There's always mystery team. Do the Raiders, Jaden Daniels falls to three or four.
Here's the downside to getting Aaron Rodgers. All right, the only reason you got Aaron Rodgers because Zach Wilson busted. So you were kind of trapped. You wouldn't have gone if Zach Wilson played. So you had to, what you did is you kind of reached and gave up stuff because you whiffed it too. So that's the danger of whiffing on a quarterback. Oh, we have to go get a quarterback. We're in New York. We've been bad forever, right? So you go get Aaron Rodgers because you whiffed on Zach Wilson. Yeah. Well, the downside, they're doubling down on that. Now there's rumors they're going to go get a playmaker.
No, that's...
That's not what they need. They need multiple picks. They don't have a second-round pick. Yeah. So the problem with the Jets, when I hear that story, A, they whiffed on a quarterback, so then they had to kind of get an old quarterback who is prickly in a better organization. Green Bay was like, take him. And then now they may double down and go, let's reach and move up for a receiver. Ugh. It's like, oh, Jets, that's not what you do.
So
even with Aaron, the whole story with Aaron is simple. If Aaron plays every regular season game, you'll be a viable football team. If you're the Jets, get out of the Super Bowl talk. Can you be viable? Can you sell your stadium out in week 15? And if you win, you have a chance to be a wild card team.
Wait a minute.
You got to lower your expectations.
Who's winning the division, Colin?
Buffalo, again. The best quarterback wins the division mostly in the league.
Stephon Diggs is gone. Like, five starters on defense are gone.
You know what? They were winning that division pre-Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson ends up getting to the playoffs every year. And, you know, it's funny. Patrick Mahomes this year, worst receiving core in the league, won the Super Bowl.
Anybody
quarterback's right, you'll make the playoffs.
Over the Buffalo Bills wide receiver room. You can just bring another safety in the box. Josh Allen, you're not going anywhere, buddy. I'm just telling you, the Buffalo Bills are heading. And you know, I don't want to say it too loudly with the Bengals fan here, but this T. Higgins wants out, and Trey Hendrickson wants to trade. That Super Bowl window for the Bengals starting to shrink. Joe Mixon's out of town.
I don't think you're wrong on that. Well, Bills didn't win the division before Stephon Diggs, I'm told. They were good. They made the playoffs. They made the playoffs with Tyrod Taylor. So you got a good coach. You have a star defensive front. You got a star quarterback. Now they have a running back that's really good, an elite tight end. They're going to be fine. Buffalo's going to be fine.
Going to be fine. Okay. 9-8 is fine.
They're not a 9-8 team. They're not a 9. New England's not going to score this year. They're 2-0 right there. And they're not getting swept by the Jets. And they're not getting swept by Miami. So you got four wins right in division. The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes, innovation on a magnificent scale, available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle's all electric, the choice all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
So good to have everybody today. J.J. McCarthy, big debate on him. I kind of like all these guys. J.J. McCarthy, I think, is a first-round talent. I don't see him as a high first-round talent. What do I know? He was on Rich Eisen earlier this week on where he thinks he'll go.
I mean, I have somewhat of an idea. You know, New York Giants, I've spent the most time with. You know, they're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Dable. Love, you know, Mr. Shane. Love Coach Tierney. Coach Kafka, Chicago guy. Just being able to go in there, pretty much know, like, most of the install because he came, Coach Dable came from Alabama and Coach Gattis came to Michigan from Alabama. So it's similar formations, motions, plays, all that stuff. So being able to get that install in has been great.
You tip his hand. I'm sure the Giants love that. I'm sure the New York Giants just love that. What do you think?
So,
again, the Giants.
He could easily be there at six. Yeah. This whole thing is the Patriots maybe don't love Drake May and the Vikings do. So Vikings get Drake May at three. Jaden goes two. J.J. McCarthy's going to be there at 6, and then the Giants have to decide, right?
Yeah.
They've done their homework. I mean, listen, I like McCarthy.
Do you think the New York Giants liked that?
Well, they spent the most time with him. They have to.
Well, does Daniel Jones know that? Do you want that public? If Fox was spending a lot of time with somebody they were thinking of acquiring, do you think they'd be happy if that person talked about it publicly? Especially if that person was replacing somebody on a show.
Probably not. What are you getting at, huh?
I'm saying.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I think it's great that the kid told us that. I don't think the Giants love that. They have a quarterback who already has some self-doubt. I don't think the Giants wanted that. Good for Rich, but I don't think the Giants loved.
You know what else the Giants don't love? Daniel Jones stinking up the joint at quarterback. I mean, come on.
I don't disagree with that either. But it's just...
Play better!
It's funny that JJ just comes out and says, yeah, I've spent a lot of time with him. Install, it really works. It's almost like there's a rule in coaching. You don't talk about coaching vacancies with teams that have coaches. But now JJ's a kid. He's a young kid. He's not a 30, 48-year-old coach that understands that temperature. But it's funny. I'm thinking if I was the Giants and he's saying that, I'd be like, oh, brother. A, don't give away our trade secrets. Yeah. B, we have Daniel Jones and we're already fighting with our owner on that thing. So I'm never going to beat up on somebody that gives us content. Like Aaron Rodgers is a content factory. So I always appreciate and say it often. I appreciate the content. But it's funny, as I listen to that, I'm like, that's awesome. I'm not sure the Giants love that.
Is there a whiff of Will Levis with J.J. McCarthy? McCarthy comes out with the YouTube hair. All the young kids have that YouTube hair.
No.
I think he's a selfie guy, big arm.
Well, he made better decisions than Will Levis. Will Levis is have arm, will travel.
I'm mostly joking because I'm thinking back to your Will Levis takes last year.
No, it's my J.J. McCarthy issue is traits. He's kind of thin. He put on a lot of weight for the combine.
Bulked up.
Arm is okay.
His arm is really good, man. I think he's the one who threw a 61-mile-an-hour dart at the combine, which kind of opened some eyes. Like, dang, he's toolsy. If he's good enough for Harbaugh, Colin, he's good enough for a lot of these NFL
teams. It's very interesting. If you were going to get drafted, you would avoid making news.
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy saying that, well, the Giants have really looked at me. I already got the install in as they have a quarterback. That makes news.
Yeah.
I don't love that judgment, but he is young and young guys. I'll tell you, I saw something yesterday which just validated. C.J. Stroud did a podcast with Micah Parsons. It was brilliant. And so they built teams for one play. C.J. Stroud is so impressive, so quick, so cognitively twitchy. Like I watch, and we all love C.J. Stroud, but you watch C.J. Stroud with Micah Parsons, and I was like, damn, that kid is moving 1,000 miles an hour upstairs.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what that feels like because the Jets have never had one of those guys since I've been a fan of the team. I mean, O'Brien was close, no disrespect, Sanchez.
I've always said this. I watch quarterbacks at the podium. Do you have self-awareness? Do you put out fires? J.J. McCarthy talking about that stuff, good for Rich, but I wouldn't love that if I was the Giants. And C.J. Stroud yesterday with Micah Parsons, you watched that thing. I was just like, whoa. Now, we all know C.J. is good. You want to know why C.J. sees the field so well? Go watch that two-minute clip with Micah Parsons. That kid's going 1,000 miles an hour upstairs. And he is flying through stuff. Funny line. I mean, he's a sense of humor. Funny, quick. I mean, he's making reads on Micah. He's
kinda got. Like
oh,
me
no.
On
I mean, it's like
you,
it, he sounds. You, yeah. Sounds like if Brady was arguing with Edelman or Gronk. I mean, he just got an answer, a quick comeback. It's like half stand up comedian, half coordinator, half star player. Like, I'm sorry, but I always said this. I could watch The American Idol. I can watch 10 seconds and I don't know anything about music and go stiff star lounge singer. It doesn't take that long to see or hear smart. That C.J. Stroud video with Micah is like, damn. That's why that kid's a star. Not just that he throws a good ball, it's more than that. Springtime's the perfect time to give a fresh look at SimpliSafe home security. 20% off any new system. Go to simplysafecolin.com. There is no safe like SimpliSafe.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Fox, it's an NL showdown as Paul Goldschmidt leads the Cardinals against Pete Alonso and the Mets, or the Reds battle Corey Seager and the Rangers. Saturday at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific on Fox. Check local listings for the game in your area.
J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
It's Dallas Cowboys time. The Cowboys have exercised Micah Parsons' fifth-year option. This was an obvious move, but an interesting wrinkle is that the option was based on Parsons being a defensive end rather than a linebacker. According to the report, if Parsons was characterized as a linebacker, he would have made an additional $2.7 million. Parsons more than likely will file a grievance with the league, according to a report. Colin, like, this is just more Cowboys. I don't know if there's a brush fire. It's not quite drama, but it's just noise.
Yeah, I mean, they're not in my Super Bowl bubble, so I'm not really good team. Not, you know, I've said for 20 years they'll be pretty good this year, and I've been right for 20 years in a row with the Dallas Cowboys. Pretty good this year. Almost every year they're pretty good, but they're not a Super Bowl team. Buffalo's closer than Dallas, despite what everybody wants you to believe. Cincinnati's closer.
Whoa.
Yeah, I got Josh Allen, you get Dak.
Come on, Dak has a better chance to come out of the NFC than Josh Allen in that current AFC. Should we look at Super Bowl odds? I don't know. What are you basing that off of?
It's funny, you're 9-1 in the NBA playoffs. Like, the odds makers are always right. There's a reason you and I both have had success betting, because the odds makers aren't always right.
So, Cowboys, McCarthy, 10-7
10-7 wild card team at best, first round out.
Dak's looking for a new deal. CeeDee Lamb's waiting. Micah Parsons.
No, this past year was the year to get good because the Rams were still rebuilding. They were still rebuilding. The Packers were a year away. Now they're ready to go. Detroit didn't have that playoff experience yet. Now Chicago's going to be good. Now it looks like Minnesota with Darnold will be interesting. Philadelphia's got Saquon and better coordinates. Last year was the year to eat, and you got smashed at home by Green Bay. Yeah. It's over. It's over. Go to the games. Have drink at one of Jerry's 13 lounges in the stadium, but it's over. Super Bowl stuff's over.
Speaking of Super Bowl stuff being over, the Cincinnati Bengals. So T. Higgins had requested a trade earlier this offseason, and he, you know, he's looking for a long-term deal. He reaffirmed that trade request yesterday, but Trey Hendrickson, the defensive end, also is requesting a trade. Everybody's looking to jump ship in Cincinnati. Actually, they're just looking for more money. Hendrickson in 2023 had 17 and a half sacks.
I would pay Hendrickson. I'd move off T. Higgins.
See, the problem is, technically, they don't have to pay him, but he wants to get paid. He wants more money. Like, what do? You want to keep your stars happy. The Bengals, regardless of what people think, have a history of being kind of a cheap organization.
Well, not kind of.
Yeah, we've had people sit on the chair here and say they're cheap.
They are cheap. So they have a quarterback and a star receiver. Keep your edge rusher. Move off Higgins. I'm good with that.
Well, they've also had move off Higgins. Okay. Just when Chase went down, Higgins kind of carried them as an offense.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have a history of going down a lot. Got to have four things that work here. You got to have a star receiver, star quarterback, a left tackle, and an edge rusher, and you're a playoff team. And you don't need two great receivers and no edge rusher.
Bengals had to move off some defenders last year, secondary. Lost some guys. And they just weren't the same defense. Like, I'm just saying, it gets tough. That window is small. Burrow, yeah, got paid.
Well, they weren't the same defense last year when Joe Burrow wasn't there to extend drives so you don't have to be on the field the whole game.
Also true.
So a great quarterback keeps your offense on the field. Yeah.
You know what great quarterbacks are? Healthy.
You don't think Burrow's great?
He's great, but he ain't healthy. He's Glass Joe Burrow. That name was coined on this show.
He's very proud of that.
He's got to stay healthy. When healthy, he's good. Final story. Damn it, more Lakers drama. Anthony Davis made... I don't know why he opened his big mouth and said this, but basically said that they go through stretches where the team doesn't know what they're doing. Not great. So Darvin Ham responded to that in the media, saying the staff prides itself on being organized, and he'll agree to disagree with his star.
Also, Lakers made sure to leak it that Darvin Ham is coming back. That was the story this week in the NBA that got no play. Why was that leaked this week? They don't want to hear about LeBron being because they knew they were going to get beat by Denver, and they want to get in front of it. We're not moving off the coach.
Colin, if they lose tonight, and I know this is like fifth tier tonight with the draft and my men's league game, but if the Lakers lose tonight and they go down 0-3, the only thing tomorrow is Darvin Ham. How quick can they get him out of town?
They're not getting him out of town.
If they lose tonight, I don't want to hear an argument that he's coming back.
Well, Jeannie Buss has made it clear. She's sticking with her guy. I don't think Darvin Ham's your primary issue.
You can't get swept back-to-back years.
Well, you can. You're about to be doing it. It's about to happen, so you can.
No, no. Hey, LeBron is going to put his foot down and say, listen, Jeannie, come on, Jeannie. Hey, you want to win? We got to get this guy out of here.
There's a reason that story leaked. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
The rule in our business, stuff gets out when people want it out. The Warriors didn't want that KD coming to the team out. It didn't leak. Gigantic stories my whole life. Tom Brady didn't want Tampa out. It didn't leak. Well, it did to me. I broke the story. But if an athlete wants something out or a team, it gets out. That got out for a reason. Lakers aren't moving off Darvin Ham. Hour three next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.